Sports Show Edition. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? How you doing, Tomas? Everything good over there?
We're doing great there. How are you doing, Fred?
Well, I'm fine, and welcome back. Didn't you send me a postcard from Maui?
I was shark tussling in the wonderful Hawaiian Islands.
You were intimidating the sharks, but you weren't necessarily in the water.
No, did not go in the water. A long time, a good friend of mine, Larry Minetti, said, don't go in the water. So I just stay out. Did you go in the water when you were in Hawaii?
I did. The last time I really attacked the water on a consistent basis, like for 2 weeks, was on a belated honeymoon.
Oh.
Yeah, and so my wife and I went.
So you honeymooned when you were married in Hawaii, huh?
And Tahiti. The bungalow.
Wow.
Yeah, she threw an ashtray at me
on
Bungalow 8, which is the furthest one out on the reef.
Wait a minute.
Dove in. Listen to this. Talk about athleticism. When I saw her wind up and throw it, I jumped off of the railing into the coral reef. And as I hit the water and went down, I saw the ashtray floating beside me down to the bottom.
And you grabbed the ashtray?
No, then she dove in after. She dove in after me to get the ashtray.
It's kind of romantic.
It was a big glass ashtray. It was great.
Was it a romantic kind of thing?
Yeah, it was great. It was a lover spat that I kind of encouraged, you know. But she's she got a great arm.
It sounds like it. It sounds like Madison Baumgartner.
Yeah, great legs and great arm.
Great arms and great legs, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, the point is you went there and you didn't get into the water.
I did. I kind of got in there a little bit.
Yeah, you get in.
But I didn't do any cross-country swimming.
You were splashing around in the white water.
Yeah, splashed a little bit. Got a little sand there between the toes.
And then a four-year-old came by and pushed you down.
That's exactly right.
That's what he did, didn't he?
Big bully.
Hey, you're back, though. You got a nice shirt. I like your shirt.
Thank you. I got this in Hawaii. It's a great place when you go to Kaanapali Beach on the island of Maui. You go to the Hyatt Hotel. There's going to be nothing left. There's a Macy's department store, and they have all the Tommy Bahama shirts that have been on the cutout bins and stuff, and you get really, really good prices.
Did you get Sultan some? Did you get Sultan a shirt?
Might have. We'll see.
Yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
Summer is over, but the deals are heating up at Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on gorgeous pre-finished hardwood from just $149 per square foot. More than 30 varieties of beautiful bamboo from $129. Top quality North American and European laminate from just 39 cents. At least 20% off in-store closeout deals and more. Plus special financing. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN, that's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point. And get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-315-7780. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-315-7780. 1-800-315-7780. 1-800-315-7780.
Welcome back to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the Sultan of Safety, the all-pro defensive end, the acting superstar, the legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so much.
We're on TV as well, at least we think we are. We have the TV cameras.
Yeah, we can't see it.
We've moved to the new studios, but they have not put monitors up. Our engineering department has a few things, but it's getting together. It is getting there. I think you are on camera. I believe I was not, and I am now.
Paul
will be coming in at the end
right
of the show.
Right in
today
if you can't see
broadcast.
Us, folks. Right in.
Right in to us. You can email Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at C, Charlie Robert Nancy, crntalk.com. Now, we have a guest coming up on the show today,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do.
You wanted to have this guy on. Yeah, Tell us all about it.
And his is Dr. Teague.
Dr. Donald Teague,
T-E-I-G. I believe I'm pronouncing it correct.
I think you are correct.
And he is the head of the conference. He's the conference co-chairman, the Ultimate Concussion Conference. And it's about concussions. It's about the talking points would be, the Institute of Medicine found that high school football players are nearly twice as likely to sustain a concussion as college players. And yet it remains unclear as to whether repetitive head injuries can lead to long-term brain disease. They're still confused about
this
that,
is
Mike
this whole
Warren.
Thing? You have
this
talked to the NFL about this?
Yeah,
this
we're going to have a nice deal. Conversation here.
There was
with,
a movie about
Donald.
It called Concussion, not necessarily a great
that,
movie.
That really didn't add any wood to the fire. But here's some
what do they
the
call
things.
It exactly? You have a there's a name for it, the term.
A chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
CTE,
and Alzheimer's is a cousin disease, relative disease.
All right, so we're going to be talking on that.
We're talk about that
half
and,
hour
and,
of the show.
And we're going to get into this this situation about this is exactly what the National Football League won't have a conversation about. So we're going to have a chat.
We're
going
to have a talk here, Tate.
Okay,
a lot to talk about. The baseball season is winding down. Magic numbers are going crazy and all that stuff. I saw a game last week, and I want to ask you, Fred Dreyer, about this game and then about football, because it seems to me football, you put some hits, you tackle a guy, there's more chance for people to get hot-headed and things to kind of break out on the field. But it seems like it doesn't happen as much in football as it does in the easier going game of baseball. And Madison Baumgartner's pitching against Clayton Kershaw, a big giant Dodger game here this last week. And he's on the mound, no score. He's ahead finally 1-0 during the game. And Yasiel Puig of the Dodgers, who was sent down to the minors back up on the big club now, was the only guy that had a hit for the Dodgers. And he hits a little tapper up the first baseline. Baumgartner gets it, throws him out. And as he's walking back to the dugout, he turns and he looks at Puig and he says, "Don't look at me. Don't look at me." And then Puig says, like, "What you think I do? What you think I do?"
Cause is that what he said? What you think I do?
What you think I do?
That's what upset Baumgartner because he could understand English.
So apparently, what is with this Baumgartner? Apparently, he's got a hothead on this guy.
Yeah.
Is he a hothead guy?
Well, of course.
And both of the benches, by the way, cleared and nothing happened.
By the time the bullpen's emptied and got to the point of attack, everybody was roasting marshmallows. You know, you have to pass out a pamphlet to baseball players, when they get off the bus, in case they have to, clear the bench. It teaches them how to make a fist.
I think it was exciting for Vin Scully. It might be one of his last brawls that he could see on the field. And Vinny's just having a good time here in the last week or so of his career. And I'm a little upset about that, too. But first, let's get back to this thing. Football, it doesn't seem to happen as much. Why is that? Is it just because you guys are used to getting hit?
Well, but it's because you get to make contact every play.
Oh, okay.
You know, baseball players don't make contact. You know, there's always the threat. I have a baseball. Sense. I'm going to throw it 90 miles an hour, and I might throw it at your head. I might throw it inside. I might hit you. I might do a lot of things. That's a little bit too close for me. You know, that wasn't a strike. That was a ball. And there's a lot of inflammatory behavior in baseball that is, how did you say it? It's kind of it's a glancing blow, whereas football is direct punch out, you know. I mean, you hit everybody all the time. You get hit and
you can
throw
a block right back at you.
Yeah, and there's always the next play, and there's always the fun thing about realizing I'm going to get that guy before the clock runs out. You know, in baseball,
you have to wait a whole season.
You got to wait for a whole season or the next cycle before you know. But anyway, the point is, I was at a couple of baseball games over my lifetime and watched. I watched the first Arizona. I was there at the game when the benches cleared with Arizona and when Greinke was pitching for the Dodgers.
Was that this season?
Last year, I believe.
This is first year with the team.
It was the first year 2 years ago.
Yeah, what happened? What happened in that one?
Well,
Greinke threw a little too close at somebody or something?
Yeah, I guess. And then the guy didn't like it.
They shouted at each other. And then
that was the last year that Gibson was the manager of the
When Greinke was on the Dodgers and Gibson. Okay, yeah. I got you. Okay, this is a couple of seasons.
And the bench is clear. It was at Dodger Stadium. Yeah. The bench is cleared and nothing. When I say nothing happened. You know.
Now, here's the deal. Vin Scully got talking about a little bit. And he usually stays away from the stupid things in baseball. But he is doing his last week, and my problem is, what if the Dodgers make the playoffs? It appears they got a good shot at that. What if they could get into the World Series? Shouldn't the major network that carries the World Series say, look, this is Vin Scully's last year. Let's let him call the dang World Series.
If the Dodgers are in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. You would think that's common sense.
You would think that even though Vinny says he's not going to do any more after the regular season, he's not even going to do radio in the playoffs. But I hate that rule in baseball. When the local team gets there, one of their announcers should get to go in the broadcast booth for the national games like they've always used to do.
That usually happens.
Not anymore. They have your favorite Joe Buck and a few others that just get in there and
call the game. Everything he does. You know, I remember in 63, it was Mel Allen and Vin Scully.
Big, remember?
What a great pairing.
And it was a great pairing, and the Dodgers swept the Yankees. I think it was the first time it was ever done in four games, and Mel Allen lost his voice. He couldn't take it anymore. My old man, Bunky, got a kick out of that Mel Allen couldn't talk anymore.
White Owl.
Yeah, he couldn't talk.
White Owl Cigars.
Couldn't believe that there was...
Yeah, he was good.
But this team was losing four straight. Koufax and Drysdale and a little Padres in there.
Exactly correct.
And Larry Sherry? No, it was probably Peronoski at that time, wasn't it?
Peronoski.
Yeah. Maybe I'm ahead of
Very
myself.
Very good.
But that's good. Some good Dodger stuff. And I didn't realize Maury Wills, Vinny's been recanting and recounting some old stuff that happened. I didn't realize Maury Wills was playing on the 59 Dodgers when they were.
In
62 when he stole, they had the lead for, 104 stolen bases in 1 year, and that was a new record. He broke Ty Cobb's record, and then later on.
And you know what they did to him to win the division?
Yeah.
Was they watered down first base up there in San Francisco.
In 62, the Giants won that whole thing.
They watered the whole infield down.
So, yeah. So, anyway, it's kind of interesting to watch baseball as it winds down. Cubs are clinched, and it looks like it's going to be an interesting playoff season.
It's going to be Cubs, Dodgers, probably in the finale. And, but you never know who's going to win. And if the Dodgers get hot and their starting pitchers can go 6-7, I think they got a good enough pitching staff, good enough bullpen to win it if they just play smart. And I think they will, you know.
As Vinny said, and this was a quote from the great Yogi Berra, you can't win it if you ain't got no bullpen. And that's, if you ain't got no bullpen, you can't win.
Yeah, watching the Giants play the Dodgers the last couple of days.
You liked those games, didn't you?
Yeah,
season ends with the Dodgers.
But I like Bochy. I like how he handles his bullpen, and of course
he's had a tough time with that bullpen.
Yeah, he has. And when Affeldt was their key guy when they won all those championships, three or five.
Yeah,
he retired. That really hurt him.
Well, this was supposed to be the Giants' year because they won it in, 12 or 10, 12, 14, and now they need to go back in 16. We'll see. They might have a...
They're not out of it.
No, it's
you know, is
that
a cliche? Is that a cliche to say they're not out of it?
No, that whole playoff picture is good. I like that idea of the wild cards because that gives you a little excitement at the end of the season. You know,
yes.
There's the divisions, and then there's still the wild card.
Yeah, yeah. As long as I don't get too much of Joe Buck. What's his name?
What do you have? You have a problem with Joe Buck, huh?
Yeah, I have a problem with him. He's announcing everything he says.
Well, that's something, too. They say how great Vin Scully is because Vin talks the game to you. He's pulling up a chair and you're sitting there having a conversation with him, albeit one-sided. But it's still like you're having a conversation where the other guys, every team seems to have a guy, we'll be back.
No, they're all announcing. Hello. Hello.
Thank you, Fred. We'll be back. Stay with us. It's the Sports Show with Fred Dreyer. Nothing in two.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Welcome back here to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive end. You watch him with the Rams. You watch him with the New York Giants. You watched him on television as Hunter. Agent X, he had a big starring role last year in that. Same with Crisis. Land's End. The list goes on and on and on. Countless movies and TV shows. The one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know, I don't know if I'll be getting any more acting work in the near future.
You don't know?
I don't know if I will or not.
Well, an actor never knows.
Well, of course. That's
but
the
you
beauty.
Just, come
that's,
on. You have been hot the last the 2 years. You were in Crisis.
No, we understand.
2 years ago and last year in Agent. Or this year in Agent.
Well, yeah,
X.
We know. Well, but it's real interesting because when you watch where the the momentum goes in terms of series television.
Yes.
You know, you want to stay, as far as I'm concerned, you want to stay away from network TV. You want to go to the internet. You want to go. Remember,
cable. Look, this is multi-platform.
It's multi-platform.
I know the Emmy Awards. All the cable networks won Emmys. I think NBC Saturday Night Live was the only award that went to a network.
No, for gosh sake. There's nothing going on in networks.
It's too bad because there's some great shows on regular television. Fox, ABC, CBS.
What are those shows? What are they?
Oh, come on! Like, there's this thing with the. The new Kiefer Sutherland show is coming up there where he's takes over as president of the United States. And it's going to be – and there's really Chicago Fire, Chicago PD. There's Blue Bloods. There's Hawaii Five-0. I go on and on and on with a list. There's the Gotham. That's another great series that's on television. These are all great. Good acting. Good scripts.
Do you watch TV?
I watch a lot of it, and I'm telling you, it's
you
good.
You do?
Yes.
Like tonight.
I'll watch television every night. I've got stuff set on the DVR to watch the new season so I can talk about all the shows that are on.
You curl up on the couch?
On occasion, yes. Last night, if I'm doing a late dinner, I'll go the Fred Dreyer route and I'll eat lighter if it's going to be later. And last night, I steamed, and tell me if I'm wrong on doing this here, I steamed some Brussels sprouts, and they were oh so delicious.
What'd you put on them?
Really nothing. Maybe a little salt and pepper, and that's about it.
That's it.
I had a little, one time I sprinkled a little bit of that, you know, where they have that Parmesan cheese, that is a very light amount on top, just a little kind of flaky thing, a little round curls. And then I had, gluten-free tortillas, and I found some tuna that's in a little bag, and I put that on there with a little bit of cucumber, and I had myself kind of like a little fish taco. It was delicious.
You like Cheez-Its, don't you?
No.
Not
a big fan.
Don't you have a bag of Cheez-Its with your meal?
No. Don't try not to do that. Too much salt, sodium on the crackers, and I'm trying to do pretty well. So was that a good meal? The Brussels sprouts? I'm telling you, it seems like it really kind of made the system.
What was your protein? What was your protein?
I didn't do a protein.
Well,
the protein was the fish. It was the tuna fish. I had little tuna fish in there.
Canned?
No mayonnaise. No, out of a little sack, and it's in the deal there.
Canned tuna?
No, it was in a little pouch, and it's very fresh, and it's just you pour it right on the deal, and that was the protein.
Well, how about that?
Once in a while, I have a few nuts.
You're maturing.
Yes, once in a while, I might have a few nuts. My dog and I'll toss an almond to the dog, and I'll have one. And you know,
raw.
Now, Vin Scully calling. They're talking about his end of his season. They're saying some of his greatest calls, and we can talk about a lot of these. October 8th, 1956, Don Larsen's perfect game in the 56 World Series. Scully was there calling that.
I was 10 years old. I mean, what are you gonna do?
April 8th, 1974, Hank Aaron's historic 715th home run.
I remember
breaking
that.
The Babe Ruth all-time record. October 15th, 1988, he called Kirk Gibson's pinch hit walk-off home run. Dennis Eckersley, game one of the 88
World
Series.
They've worn that thing out on TV, brother.
And probably one of the great ones that people hear a lot. September 9, 1965, the Dodgers against the Cubs, and Vinny called Sandy Koufax's perfect game where he did the thing with the clock.
And do you know what was happening in Los Angeles at that time?
Was it the riots?
That's right.
Wow.
There's only about 8,000 people in the stands.
Wow.
There was also a smoky haze that covered the evening's night air.
Wow.
It was an ominous, eerie time to be pitching. But he did a great job.
He did a great job, and that brought it back. Now, let's talk a little football, because your old team, the Rams, got their first victory last week, beating the Seahawks. This was a big matchup at the Coliseum because Pete Carroll used to play there when he was on USC, and now, of course, coaching the Seahawks, and he lost to the Rams 9-3 in a very high scoring game.
I'm probably more surprised about how bad Seattle is.
Yeah, what's wrong?
As opposed to how surprised I am that how weak the Ram offense.
Well, Seattle had the world by the world was their oyster.
Two years ago, they beat everybody.
Pete Carroll made dumb move in that playoff game, and they haven't recovered from that stupid call.
That's right. What do you think happened to that franchise up there? There's something going on.
Something's happening.
They've lost focus, leadership. Suddenly, you replace Marshawn Lynch. You replace the what's that guy's, what's that kid's name? That guy that got hurt, a tight end from Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, guy tight end from New Orleans that they got. And they just made some replacements there. And, you know, when you put together a team and it starts to move in the right direction, everybody kind of like recognizes it. They're self-aware, not self-conscious.
Right.
And they begin to play as one. You got to be very careful when you start screwing around with things. Like we had our 74 team was a very, very good cohesive team, was very, very talented, and you had some people there who were role players, great role players and great people, great chemistry. And then the next year there, you know, six or seven, eight guys were gone, and all that chemistry just kind of went out the window.
Yeah. So you think it's the chemistry that's kind of gone? You think maybe that play got it going?
Well, I don't know. I do think that if you make that type of a bonehead call down there, and the result is it's an interception, change of possession, I think you're a long way from regaining your momentum.
I think you could be right. So let's check it out here. We're going to talk a little football concussion here. Is that right? Is that the way the thing is going
to
go?
Yes, that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk to Don Teague, T-E-I-G, I believe.
And, I think
he's a conference co-chairman of the Ultimate Conference Concussion Conference down there in Florida.
Don Teague, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome. Now, this is Dr. Don Teague, conference co-chairman of the Ultimate Concussion Conference. It's the premier conference this year, providing the latest information and practical analysis about concussions and their widespread impacts. Talking football here and others, it's all about concussions. The meeting is a must-attend for those that are sports professionals, administrators, coaches, parents, media, and it's something that's going to be taking place October 21st to the 23rd in Hollywood, Florida, and he'll give a website out for a little bit. But the doctor, Dr. Teague, is a pioneer in the field of visual neurocognitive training, and Dr. Teague has evaluated athletes from not only football in the NFL, but hockey, the NHL, the basketball, NBA, Olympic teams, and more. Welcome to the show, Dr. Don Teague.
Thanks so much for having me.
Dr. Teague, this is Fred Dreyer. Welcome to the show. I'm looking at the notes here the talking points of your conference. Institute of Medicine study found high school football players are nearly twice as likely to sustain concussions as college and pro players. And it remains unclear as to whether repetitive head injuries can lead to long-term brain disease. Are these talking points things that you believe in? Do you believe that it remains unclear if repetitive head injuries can lead to long-term brain injury?
Me personally, I would say that my mind and my thoughts say that it's very clear. But of course, the problem we've had is that there's so many different disciplines that are studying this, and there's a lot of different motives that go behind the study of concussion. And so there seems to be a general consensus that if these disciplines could get together and conclusively prove this in, many different ways. I mean, what I tried to do with this conference is bring together, people of all disciplines, from athletic trainers to, eye professionals to lawyers to probably one of your former teammates, maybe George Martin, who will be speaking at the conference as well. And the idea is to conclusively prove the evidence. And, in the past, we haven't had the technology to prove it, but it's starting to happen now. And I think that's because of all the media attention to this much-needed discussion and subject this past year or two.
What is the consensus of the people that you've brought forth to speak at
the conference,
at the conference there in Florida.
I get your question. I will say this, that when I chose the faculty intentionally, I tried to take people with no personal bias one way or the other. So I really won't know that consensus until after the meeting is over and these people have expressed their views. But I'd say for the most part, you know, the general feeling is that, you know, you take somebody and you create impact to the skull enough times, how could it not cause damage?
Well, exactly.
And that's what I think.
Yeah, I think that's common sense. You know, why would that not be true? And I think there's been a lot of battle one way or the other, and that's why this is going to be a great meeting, because there is some research that's going to be revealed at this meeting. One of our guys, Dr. Chad Seifert, who's a neurologist in Louisville, Kentucky, he's the head of the NCAA study on brain trauma from boxing and combat sports, and he's got some interesting stuff that he'll be revealing at the meeting. But the bottom line is, I'd be shocked to find out that there was nothing happening from constant blow to the head.
Oh, there's a lot happening. We'll get into this when we come back with the good doctor.
Dr. Donald Teague is with us today. It's a concussion conference. It's coming up October 21st to the 23rd in Hollywood, California. Gonna take a quick break. More with Dr. Don Teague and Fred Dreyer right here on the Sports Show from CRN.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items, plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the Sultan of Safeties, a guy that's had a few concussions in his lifetime on the field, on the football field, and the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so very much. We're talking with our good friend Don Teague. He is running the Ultimate Concussion Conference down there October 21st through the 23rd in Hollywood, Florida.
Hollywood, Florida. And the website is ultimateconcussionconference.com. Is that right, Dr. Don Teague?
That's correct, Mike.
Okay, good.
Doctor, we were talking just a little bit here on the phone. The position that the National Football League takes in this thing is so frustrating and aggravating. You know, they recently came to terms, supposedly, with the players and with the National Football League Players Association, that they recognized that something had to be done, and so they threw about $780 million at the problem. Only thing is that that nothing was ever admitted to. They just simply said that, okay, you guys are making such a noise. We want to make a big splash here, you know, publicity-wise. So we're going to put $783 million towards this problem so it goes away, so it takes the conversation off the board. And sure enough, here comes this movie, Concussion. The oddity about this was is that I was sent the script, you know, as an actor to play a role in this thing before the thing came out. So I read this, and I realized that it kind of missed the point. You know, it became self-conscious of itself, and it never went far enough, you know, to attack the problem from the right perspective, which was. How is it that the National Football League cannot acknowledge something that is so painfully common sense? They're trying to push this thing into medicine. They're trying to get this thing off of the conversation about, hey, look, there's bad tackling. There's a guy dips his head. Here's a guy who gets paralyzed. You know, I can go all through this thing with you and talk about all of the things that should be discussed in a commonsensical environment. Yet everybody now wants to say, okay, we got chronic traumatic encephalopathy, and we can only see it after someone dies. So my question to you is that how do you drag this thing back into common sense and away from the medical standpoint?
Yeah, I think that is such a great question. I mean, you're really hitting the nail on the head, because that's a problem. And, you know, one of the things I'm trying to do is I'm having this conference because I want to bring all this out in the open, and not everybody who's participating is a medical person. We've got, you know, people that we have an attorney, we have people that deal with youth sports, et cetera, because, you know, look, we all know what the motives are. There's a lot of motives, and unfortunately, a lot of the motives in this world have to do with money. And, you know, money seems to, you know, sway the opinions and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, to me, the commonsensical thing is that, yeah, there are, first of all, there's tests we do. There's follow-up observations that we see that's classical of concussion. There are players that were sent back onto the field too soon, and partially it sometimes was the player's fault because he was anxious to get back in the game and not get cut or something like that. And then it was the team's fault, and even in the youth sports, often it could be the parent's fault because the parent wants their kid to climb the ranks in their sport and reach some type of success financially and athletically. So, you know, there's a lot of fingers to point in this debate, but, you know, and I like the way you say, but can't we be sensible about it and just keep it simple? And the simple point is the head is being traumatized. The skull can only take so much, and that's going to be causing damage. You know, whether it's one hit, 10 hits, 50 hits, you know, there is a chance for permanent injury, and we see it all the time.
Not only that, but there's an accumulative effect that now starts to show itself as you age and your testosterone levels start to drop. Your brain is bathed, you know, it's an oil soluble organ, you know, and this thing has to have everything working in the right direction, or the drop off is noticeable. When you get the guys who are 40, 45, 50 who are just who haven't had these traumas, it's tough enough as you age to keep sharp mentally. But once you've had an impact like this from the time you're 10 years of age, the last 30, 40 years of your life, and you're 50, 55, and you're starting to be forgetful, and you're having some problems, finding your shoes and your socks, and getting down the road safely, those things are become such a burden on people that it becomes such common sense. You don't have to say to me, "Well, we have to prove that whatever happened to him, you know, is directly related to football." Well, it's directly related to football. It's also directly related to how healthy someone is, how you maintain and keep your testosterone levels up, and so there's a whole cumulative thing that occurs here. You know that the onset of a chronic traumatic encephalopathy, Alzheimer's, you know, forgetfulness, Parkinson's, you know, neurotransmitter stuff, you know, all of that stuff is related to the lifespan of the individual. And as I mentioned to you before, I've had 7 of these concussions, you know, and as I got older, I could sense that I wasn't sharp. Could I pinpoint anything exactly? No, not really. But I wasn't sharp and I wasn't keen and I forget stuff. And so I went to some treatment and I had 140 hours worth of neurofeedback. And it helped me tremendously because it exercised the spots on my brain and it also exercised the whole brain. And it was a tremendous benefit.
Well, what do you mean by exercising the brain? Unless
they put a cap on your head and they map your brain. And
what's he talking about, Dr. Teague?
Yeah, no, what I'm going to say is, you know, one of our speakers at the meeting is Dr. Len Oakes, who's from California. He's a neuropsychophysiologist, and he's developed a neurofeedback system. It's kind of a biofeedback where you try and improve. The term that's often used is like the plasticity of the brain, giving the brain more function, you know, get back something, try and draw that back. Now, one of the things you're battling is that there's this protein that builds up in brains, more so in people who are developing Alzheimer's, in Parkinson's, and they have a different kind of appearance depending on what caused it.
Was that tau protein?
Yeah, and that's tau protein. It's spelled T-A-U.
Yep.
And that protein is very unique. And now there are equipment and technology that can show tau protein while the person is alive. So unlike the movie Concussion, where this was discovered by a pathologist after the death of these players, we're now starting to find evidence and be able to image this evidence prior to anybody passing away.
Okay,
so, we're definitely finding that.
Let me ask a question here. Is it for the common audience that's listening? How can you, as a person out there, and Dr. Teague, if you can elaborate, and Fred, you as well, how can you spot an athlete suffering from concussions? How do coaches see that? How does an athletic staff check it out? And how does a common person see if there's something going on?
Well, I can certainly answer it. There's a whole laundry list of symptoms, you know, which doesn't mean that the individual will show every one of these symptoms, but you're going to see signs of it. You know, my bias is vision, as I mentioned. And what's the first thing that's done when a player comes off the field who looks like they've been concussed? They immediately check for eye tracking. So one of the things you notice is that you can't they'll use a finger, follow the finger. Can you do it? And it's very hard to do when you've been concussed. But there's a ton of visual symptoms like light sensitivity, can't focus up close. You know, when you get to be my age, and I think probably Fred's age, Mike, I don't know your age, but
my age, go ahead, lump me right in that category.
He's really the poster child, actually.
Yeah, thank you very much,
yeah,
Fred.
One of the, he is? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, we can't see to read, right? We try and look up close. We need reading glasses in most cases. A 22-year-old who can't focus up close after being concussed, something's up. Why can't they focus up close? Then, of course, there's the standard stuff like nausea and vomiting, certainly problems with balance. Sometimes individuals complain of numbness or tingling in their fingers or their extremities. And they certainly seem to be dazed or stunned. And this can linger on for quite a period of time. There are times when players want to go back in and the coach wants them to go back in. And the reality is, until they've been thoroughly checked to be sure that there's no evidence at all of any lingering symptoms or effects, that's the only time they really should go back in.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, having a long history of having concussions and over a period of time, and seeing people around me have them, being in the world of concussions, it's really funny. You know, well, you say it, a guy gets his bell rung, and it's so easily accepted and passed off as, well, a football player has, he'll have a cartilage operation, and that's a football player. You're not a football player until you get knocked out. You know, those types of things. And what happens is they minimize the effect and the importance of it, because the truth of the matter is, if you were to pull everybody off the field that had some sort of a head concuss or an injury or knocked out or just had their bell rung, you wouldn't have enough people to play the game. You just wouldn't.
Yeah, without a doubt.
You wouldn't have.
Yeah.
I look at these youth football programs. I would not allow my son to take part in it for several reasons. Number one, there's nobody there that knows anything what they're doing. They can't coach anybody. They can't teach them fundamentals. And at that level, it should be all about tackling and engaging the ball carrier. You know, doctor, if you take away tackling, if you take away form tackling away from football, you have a lunchtime flag football team. That's what you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so football contact, engaging the ball carrier, is extremely important. These young kids today are handed helmets that don't fit them. They don't teach them anything. They don't teach them body control. They don't teach them how to engage. They don't teach them how to get a forward body lean, bend your knees. The fundamental structure of the sport is broken down over the last 30 years. And with Title IX and all money now being separated and dispersed to everybody, there's just not enough time, not enough money, and people just start stripping things out that are necessary. The sport now is being played by people who are not fundamentally sound. They just don't know how to tackle.
Your thoughts on that, Dr. Teague? What do you think?
I completely agree. We're inviting to the meeting the people from Pop Warner and the people from USA Football.
Great.
Who will have answers that won't be the same as what Fred just stated. An open forum of discussing this is great. I happen to agree, because I've seen what goes on in youth football, and look, even other sports like baseball, there's so much less emphasis on fundamentals.
That's head first diving into the bases in baseball, you know, line drives off your head, that sort of thing. We got about a minute left, so Dr. Donald Teague, if you could give us the website, and again, this the conference is going to be held. You're the conference co-chairman of the Ultimate Concussion Conference, going to be held at Hollywood, Florida, October 21st to the 23rd. What's the website if people want to follow it, get involved, attend it? Where do we go?
Well, it's very simple. It's simply Ultimate Concussion Conference.com.
Ultimate, Ultimate Concussion.
All one word.
Concussion. Concussion Conference. Conference. Ultimate Concussion Conference.com. That'll get you the information and tell us all about it.
Get you everything. You know, the agenda, who's speaking, the program, the hours, the time, the whole package.
Call us back after the conference. We want to see what.
Yeah, we'd love very much to keep in touch with you, Doc.
Thank you, Doctor.
I definitely will. Thanks for the invite.
Okay.
We'll be back.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. And when something's good, you don't forget how good something good really is. It's the little things that count, like Columbo's salads. They're fresh, crisp, cold, and delicious every time. Service that's friendly, not fawny. Then there's Columbo's mouth-watering steaks, their flavor-filled fish specialty, and Columbo's crowd-pleasing Italian goodies, plus jazz every night. And don't forget the meatballs. At Columbo's, you can't forget how good something good really is, and it's all so affordable. That's why, when you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's. Mangia.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Do you still believe the old-fashioned notion you're free to withdraw your own cash from your own bank? Don't bank on it. Pat Boone here. You know, the truth is, if you have a bank account, you're a target of the government's new war against cash. According to The Secret War, a new white paper from the folks at Swiss America. Get a free copy now. It's a must-read for all of us. The Secret War.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Every day, governments are moving closer to outlawing cash to create a cashless society. No wonder banks are moving to limit cash withdrawals. No wonder banks must now spy on you and me for the government. Hope you'll take it from me, Pat Boone. You need to read The Secret War. It's free.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
We're back on the sports show. What a good show today, Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn.
Thank you. Yeah,
Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game, the acting legend. And Fred has brought in his neighbor, Paul Stern. They live together, or not together, they live near each other in an area. I thought there was a rumor, a strong rumor, that you guys live together. But I believe you just live near each other. Is that correct, Paul?
I don't do that.
Okay. But you are kind of the same. He's a neighbor of yours.
Well, if he needs me to come down to get a bowl of sugar, I can do that.
Okay. So, anyways. So, I was gone last week, and I guess you and neighbor Paul kind of bonded a little more, and you guys had a night out or something like that on the town. Was that the deal after the show, Paul?
We did a pretty good show.
We thought we did a pretty decent show. I mean, we've had some good feedback on our confabbing. And,
I'm going to have to go to the website like our listeners go to at crntalk.com/
Yes, do that.
The Sports Show with Fred Dreyer, and then listen to last week's show.
Yeah.
With Paul Stern. What did you guys talk about?
We talked about Colin Kaepernick and not standing up. We talked about the morality and the stupidity of people who don't understand the difference between their rights and common sense.
Okay, well then, the big question, since I got you both here, will the Rams win this weekend?
Who are they playing? They're in Tampa, aren't they?
I believe so.
They're in Tampa. So, they're on the road. I don't know. I don't know. I probably should probably win.
Yeah. What do you think, neighbor Paul?
I would agree with Fred Dreyer. I think they should probably win.
They should probably. Is that the right wording?
I think so. It sounds about right to me.
What's their magic number? Do they have a magic number already now? Like
34.
That's what they have. Okay. All right. That's our show.
What 34 Paul, points?
Any questions? You have a final question for Fred, neighbor Paul?
Do you have anything you want to ask me?
In the last 30 seconds here, anything?
When I returned my rake I lend you the other day. I lent him a rake. He came up and said, "Do you have a rake?"
Yeah, I don't like to loan my tools out to any neighbors at all.
Anyway.
Not a good thing. Did he give it back to you?
Not yet. No.
Okay, that's what I said. Paul, could you possibly return the rake to Fred's garage?
There's a lot of leaves starting to fall, Paul.
Paul is absolutely silent on this one right now. He's got Fred's rake.
He's got my rake, my favorite rake.
Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, on Facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer, and email him, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRN, Charlie Robert Nancy Talk.com. Final thoughts from Fred?
Well, when I get my rake back, we can all rejoice. That's it.